Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radio activity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program from Phoenix, Arizona and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into, whether it's the college football bowl season that is coming close to an end here. Obviously, the big game, LSU and Clemson, on January 13th, if the Dorfman is not mistaken. NBA basketball in full throttle. The Clippers not looking like a championship team when you lose to the Grizzlies, especially the way that they did. Obviously, college basketball in full throttle as well. NHL hockey, we got you covered there too. John Poulter will be back this week with us, so that's a good thing to hear. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy? And obviously, the king of all of them, the NFL Wild Card Weekend is here, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, the playoffs are here, and isn't it grand? The dragon has been slayed. They are out of it, the Patriots, as I'm talking about. It's awesome.
Well, you know, it's awesome, but at the same time, I find it awesome how people love to hate greatness, man. It's crazy. Everybody's hating on the fact that they're out of the postseason now, and you know what? Is Tom Brady going to retire, this, that, and the other? Man, oh, man, the hate is running like crazy. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about what's going on in the NHL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Booking.com wants to help you travel more in 2020. Book by January 5th on Booking.com, and you'll get a free Google Nest Mini to help you with stuff like this. Hey, Google, how do you say piña colada in Spanish?
In Spanish, piña colada is piña colada.
Gracias. Download the Booking.com app, book your stay, and get your free Google Nest Mini.
Google Nest is a registered trademark of Google LLC. Complete stay by April 30th. $150 minimum accommodation spend. U.S. residents 18 years and older. For complete terms, visit Booking.com/Google Nest. While supplies last at Booking.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Yossi looking for Forsberg. Forsberg got it back to Yossi in tight quarters. Now the attack comes on the other side. Smith the wrist. There he scores! There was traffic in front. Johansson was there. And the Predators take a two-goal lead.
Two up, two down in OT for both the Flyers and the Blue Jackets. Three-on-three overtime is underway. Atkinson has it. And fights through the check. Seth Jones walks in. Scores! Jackets win it overtime. And Atkinson keeps the streak alive. How about that?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us, follow us on Twitter. From Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always call us, dial us up, beam us up, just like Scotty, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. At this time, we are now going to hook up with none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports, who has been a little bit in and out of the mix lately because of sickness and things along those lines. So hope you're feeling a lot better, John, and I can't wait to talk some hockey with you, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad, thanks, Andy. Yes, been under the weather, but on the right side of the grass, fortunately. So that's all good news, and thanks for your good wishes.
All right, let's get after it. NHL hockey is obviously going in a major way right now. The hottest team in the league, if I'm not mistaken, is probably the Tampa Bay Lightning, winners of six straight right now. The next team would be the Dallas Stars, and then from them would be the Vegas Knights, which I love seeing, obviously, because they've been playing really, really well. And I don't want to forget about the Vancouver Canucks, because that's obviously somebody that's a little bit near and dear to your heart there in Canada. But you know what? The hockey season so far, if you ask me, has been relatively inspiring, because I'm seeing a lot of different teams that are making some noise this year so far, at least, John, and I hope it continues, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting season, and the one team we can't leave out of the accolades is the Toronto Maple Leafs, 9-0-1 in their last 10 games. All of a sudden, they're back in that race with the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Atlantic Division. 20 games since Sheldon Keefe took over as head coach, 31 points from those 20 games, compared to 22 points from the 23 games under Mike Babcock. So one situation where a coaching change after 20 games certainly appears to be on the right track. But to your point, yes, we've seen a lot of teams step forward this season, and we've seen some teams take a bit of a step backwards. I guess New Jersey would be one of them. But Vegas coming through nicely, the Coyotes playing very, very well. Vancouver, as you mentioned. Edmonton started out extremely well. They've fallen on tough times lately and all of a sudden find themselves in fourth spot in that Pacific Division. But we started to see some teams play really well lately, some of them under some rather unfortunate circumstances. Pittsburgh been hurt with a lot of injuries, specifically their captain and star, Sidney Crosby. But you look at the standings and all of a sudden Pittsburgh 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. So we're half a season or slightly better than half a season for a couple of teams into the 2019-20 season now. So I think what we're seeing is what we're going to get. And to your point, it's been an outstanding season so far.
Good morning, John. This is Mike. Hey, I mean, we're talking about the teams here. What about the players? I mean, what players have you been surprised by? Which players have you been kind of shocked that they haven't shown up more than along those lines?
Good morning, Mike. Always great to chat with you. You know, some of the guys that you expect to be stars have been stars, and I'm thinking of guys like Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl. In terms of surprises, one guy that surprised me a little bit, and he's kind of been forced into action simply because of injuries to the guy that he plays behind, and that's Tristan Jarry, the second goaltender in Pittsburgh. All of a sudden sitting there with a 1.94 goals against average. That's not bad for a guy that's supposedly your second goaltender. The Tampa Bay Lightning started out a little bit slowly, but all of a sudden their best players are starting to play well. I'm thinking of guys like Stamkos and Hedman and some of their other young stars. They've been the guys that have played really well. David Pastrnak, of course, in Boston started out like a house on fire, still has the most goals in the league. So those are the guys that have been the surprises. I guess if you want to look at guys that haven't played all that well, you could probably look at half a dozen guys, but I think there's a lot more positives than there are negatives, and that's always a good way to look at it when you get this far into the season.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition, talking NHL hockey. Hey, I want to bring it home here to the Arizona Coyotes and talk a little bit about some of their talent. Talk a little bit about Clayton Keller and talk a little bit about Taylor Hall, who obviously they just brought him over, and I really like that move a lot, but talk about those guys. Talk about the Coyotes and how well they've been playing and how they're number two, second right now in the Pacific, just behind the Vegas Knights.
Well, looking at the team aspect first, as you point out, they're in second place, 52 points, 2 points behind the Vegas Knights. Do have that one game in hand. As we've chatted a couple of times over the course of the season, the Coyotes have made a very nice recovery from what we've seen in the last few years, where they've been very slow to get out of the gate. This year they came out of the gate at a reasonable pace. They've picked up pace. And I think with the signing of Taylor, the trade for Taylor Hall, it's a pretty bold move. Gave up three good young prospects for him. He's unsigned beyond this year, so clearly they're showing a message to the team and the fans that they're in this. They're only 5-5 in their last 10, but they've won their last three. And you know, they're playing very well, and you know, surprisingly, they're better on the road than they are at home. They're 13-6-3 on the road, only 11-10-1 at home, and you'd think that that would be the other way around. But that's a pretty tight division. Great that they're staying in it, but they're going to have to continue to play well to hold that position.
John, when you think about coaches that are getting the most out of their teams, which coaches, you know, come to mind kind of off the top of your head? And then, you know, I'm looking at the Coyotes and just going that, you know, their coach needs to be in that discussion maybe with coach of the year. So just talk about the coaching so far.
Yeah, Rick Tocchet's done a great job. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked about Tocchet a number of times, and I've always had a very strong opinion of Tocchet as a coach. He has a good reputation as a player's coach. He's well-respected as a teacher, he's well-respected as a manager of players, And he's well respected because he played in the league for a long time and at a pretty successful level. So you have to think that he's probably the top guy for the coach of the year running right now. Although it's a very short sample size, Sheldon Keefe, 20 games in Toronto, 15-4-1. He has to be in that mix as well. St. Louis, Craig Berube, of course, took over last year on an interim basis, won the Stanley Cup, then got a three-year contract out of it. Pretty sad situation when you do a good job and you have to win the Stanley Cup just to break even. Dallas is a bit of an interesting story. They had a coaching change there in December. Jim Montgomery stepped down for personal reasons, has been replaced, and all of a sudden Dallas is back in the mix there. So, yeah, you know, you have to think that that's been a positive change. Vegas, a lot of talent there. I wouldn't say that they're getting a lot out of that team, more than we would expect. Dave Tippett in Edmonton doing a very good job after what we've seen there the last few years. Those would be the guys that I think are getting the most out of their teams, Mike.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, talking NHL hockey. All right, so at this point in time, where is John Poulter thinking the NHL Stanley Cup is going to be going through, at least at this point in time right now? At this moment, who are the two teams you think would be playing in the Stanley Cup, I guess, is the question.
Well, I guess if you look at it in terms of current standings and overall performance so far, Washington would have to stand out in the East. They're sitting with a six-point lead over Pittsburgh. Two or three weeks ago, I'd have said Boston would be in that mix, and they're certainly still in that mix. But they've had a rough little while, 4-1-5 in their last 10. So that's a team that's sort of coming back to earth. They had some games in hand. They haven't won those games in hand, so the rest of the league is sort of come up to them, or Boston has gone back to them, I guess is probably the best way to describe it, since Boston was the team with the games in hand.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the Western Conference, Pacific Division is sort of up and down. Vegas, Arizona, Vancouver, Edmonton have all had cracks at the top spot. Winnipeg and Calgary are still in that mix. I still think St. Louis is the best team in the Western Conference right now. They're sitting with a five-point lead in that Central Division over a very good Colorado Avalanche team. So,
great stuff, John. As always, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Good to hear John Poulter back in the mix. Glad he's feeling a little bit better, and always good talking some NHL hockey. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do it. We'll come back, and we'll continue talking about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith Pelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Through one right over the stick. No save. Here's Eller. Score! Take that! Lars Eller. Unbelievable wrist shot. And it foils the goaltender Carey Price, blocker's side. Half the team is hugging and celebrating with Braden. Half the team is celebrating with Lars Eller. It now becomes a fabulous road trip. Big Lars buries it. And the Capitals down Montreal 5-4. Good patience with the puck. He found an opening, and the wrister gets past the body and blocker.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Here's Hunter shooting a three over the zone in the right corner. Splash it home. That got a fist pump from Tony Bennett. And it gets Virginia back on top. 75-73. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Odiase at the line. Staring at the basketball. Spins it in his hands. The senior looks at it. Eyes it. Fires it. Hit. 3-point lead. 68-65. Tech down 10 in the second half. Leads by 3 with 20 seconds to go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I love that sound. I don't know about you, Mike Wilson, but I love that sound of college basketball. And yeah, it's here, man. Just like everything else, the sports world is just free-flowing, and college basketball is too. You got Gonzaga right now leading the way at number one in the country. I love seeing Gonzaga at number one in the country, Mike. I don't know about you, but obviously Mark Few has done a great job with that team, that school. Just amazing what he's been able to accomplish year in and year out. So I love the fact that Gonzaga's number one. Obviously Kansas up there as well. I like seeing Baylor up at the top. That's an interesting name. Florida State, you gotta like the fact that they were able to go to Louisville and get that one done. So they were able to beat Louisville. Florida State on the road. Memphis, ever since they lost Wiseman, and I know that we've never really even discussed that whole situation, but Memphis was obviously a very interesting team led by Anthony Hardaway, but they lost their kid who, there were some recruiting or things along those lines, some violations that they just didn't want to deal with, and he's deciding to, take his talents to the next level. But I do think that affects Memphis, throughout the season. Marquette got a nice victory over Villanova, so college basketball is in full throttle, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, it is. And I'm exactly with you with Gonzaga. It's just one of those things again, man. You being from Pacific Northwest like I am and you see a school like Gonzaga that is playing so well at such a high level and Mark Few has done such a good job with that program since he's been there. I mean, he's turned down multiple offers to go to bigger Power Five programs, and he stayed the course in Gonzaga, or at Gonzaga. So, it's really good to see. And you mentioned Memphis. It is one of those things where, that big guy just decided, hey, look, this ain't worth my time. I'm just going to get ready for the next level. And you're exactly right. That's going to affect the way Memphis, gets prepared for the rest of the season and how it affects them. I know Oregon lost the other night to Colorado, but Oregon's a team you gotta have to keep your eye on, as well. They're athletic. They got a very solid point guard who was the MVP of the conference tournament last year in Peyton Pritchard. So they're gonna be a team, like I said, you wanna keep your eye on. And look, you got the Blue Bloods right there too. You got Duke, you got Kansas. And, you know, even though Ohio State lost to those Badgers the other day, Ohio State has a good team as well. So there's, you know, people like to talk about, you know, the big boys losing the game here or there. You got to expect that. I don't know why people act so shocked when a Kentucky loses, maybe to a team that they shouldn't. But, I mean, that kind of stuff happens. Ohio State, you didn't really, you figured they could probably beat Wisconsin at home. It just happens. It's part of college basketball. It's why it makes the NCAA tournament probably the greatest sporting event, in this country.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, bottom line is it's our job to criticize when the top dogs go down, especially if they go down to a team that they're right. not supposed to lose to. So, that's just people doing their job, but that was a hell of a game. I don't know if I happen to watch the Memphis-Georgia game, and if I'm not mistaken, a few weeks ago, ASU was able to beat Georgia, right? So, like you said, man, you know, things happen in sports in general, but especially in college basketball where upsets are going to happen. These guys are kids, so at the end of the day, you got to go out there and you got to play 40 minutes as best you possibly can. Memphis is supposed to beat Georgia. Georgia goes on the road. That's a nice victory for them and, you know, something that they're going to be able to put on their resume if they're a team that's close at the end of the season to making it or not making it. So I think that to me is what it's about, Mike, is these are resume-building games for teams. And speaking of that, I don't know if you watched ASU and U of A, but it was not much of a contest. ASU goes down big time, 75-47. U of A running away with this one. And, you know, it just seems like ASU's got Remy Martin and nobody else. And, the guy's 6 foot, maybe, you know, 6 foot two at top, something like that. And I don't know how good you're going to be if your best player is a guy that has to chuck up three pointers all day long and he's, you know, 6 foot two. I guess that's really my point. So, Arizona taking care of ASU, not really surprised at that.
No, not at all. And, you know, they didn't shoot well. They're guard centric. It's going to be, if they're not making threes, they're not going to be in the ball game. I don't expect ASU to make the tournament. I don't expect ASU to do well in the conference tournament because there's too many other teams that are big, long, and athletic that can, take advantage of the size difference that they're going to have with ASU. But, it's college basketball, man. And like you said, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens. And it's just fun to watch, but I'm telling you what, I think that Ohio State team is a good team to watch, to keep your eye on. And I think Duke, I think this could be the year where Duke kind of breaks through. It's kind of funny. I say breakthrough with Duke. I mean, they're at the top of the rankings every year, but you know, getting another national championship. There's not, you know, they still have like the top five guys in the nation or, you know, a great recruiting class, but they don't have as many eyes on them as they had last year with that recruiting class. And I think that kind of quiet, not people talking about them as much can kind of help them focus a little bit and kind of keep the noise off of them, and they can break through and win another national championship.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, we want competition. And when you see Gonzaga as the number one team, I think that speaks volumes about, the little guy being able to compete with the big dogs, like you're talking about, the Dukes, the Kansases, let's throw the Ohio States in there. But at the end of the day, man, it's cool also seeing Auburn, Oregon, Baylor. I mean, come on, man. Like, when's the last time we've seen those teams on top of the college basketball world? So I like seeing those names in there. A lot of Big Ten teams in there in the top 25 right now. Michigan and Michigan State going at it later today. That's a little bit intriguing, I guess. But, yeah, I think Ohio State is that team right now that's kind of jumping out at me from the Big Ten as far as a team that can really make some noise. And when you talked about Duke just a moment ago and you said, you know, you're looking for them to kind of rebound, it makes sense in a way, because when you think about Duke, when you think about Kansas, when you think about Kentucky, when you think about those top-tier teams too, they have a ton of one and dones, Mike, so it's really hard for Coach K to know what he's going to the table with year in and year out. So it almost is like they have to like reload every single year, man.
Yeah, they do absolutely have to reload every year, but they're a national program, so they're able to do that. And there comes a point where, you know, you kind of consider Gonzaga not the little guy anymore. They're kind of one of the big dogs now in college basketball, to me anyways.
No, absolutely, man. When you've been doing it as long as they have, I tend to agree with you. It's not a fluke anymore. This is who they are. Anyway, speaking of who we are, we got to take a break. That's who we are. We'll be back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Morris with it out front, dribbling over on the left side above the elbow, makes the pass into the right corner, three rainbowed up. That's off the mark. That was Terrence Mann. Rebound Clark up ahead. Hachimura. Hachimura on the move. Steps left. Puts it up with the left hand. Banked it too strong. There's Brandon Clark flying in and slams it home. A flex and a fist pump in midcourt for Clark. The Gonzaga bench is on their feet. So are the Gonzaga fans. 53-42 Gonzaga. 12:38 to go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. you can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Trying to get this series to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday. Down 3-0 in the series. Up top, Embiid flushes it home. Back to Embiid again. Redick gives it up. Embiid, guard down.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's rap about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And, yeah, you can tell by the way we're coming back in with those highlights. We're going to talk a little NBA basketball. But always remember, anything on your mind is on our minds here on the program. So it doesn't have to be what we're talking at that moment in time, because we talk sports all the time. It doesn't matter what we're talking. We like talking sports. It could be NFL at one point. It could be Major League Baseball. It could be NBA. It could be whatever's on your mind, for crying out loud. That's why we throw the number out there, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, so looking at the way the NBA is shaping up, and I was just kind of saying this with my girlfriend during the break. I know it's a love affair, for crying out loud, for me every single time we talk about the NBA and the Milwaukee Bucks, but oh my goodness, 32-5, winning at a clip of over 800%, winning five straight after they get a loss or two. This team just rebounds, man. You look back up at their last 10, they're 8-2 once again and dominating the NBA like crazy. Almost a 13-point differential. That is honestly just speaking volumes over everybody else in the league. Like a 5-point difference, I believe, is the closest anybody else with that point differential. The Milwaukee Bucks are a really, really good basketball team, and it's not just because I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, man. If I was from California and I watched the way that this team shared the basketball, the way that they play basketball in general, I would be a fan of their style and the way that they play the game. Unbelievable run so far, and we're not talking about records yet, but if they continue to play this way, Mike, 70 games is absolutely possible for the Milwaukee Bucks to achieve this season.
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with your Bucks there. I mean, they are fun to watch. They got the Greek Freak. They got shooters. They got a great coach. I mean, everything is rolling right now for the Bucks, and you know, they lost a couple of games there, and people are like, oh no. I heard some people were like, what's wrong with the Bucks? They're going to be able to sustain, you know, their great start. I'm like, relax. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. They are fully loaded. They got a superstar that everything kind of goes through, but they got shooters to support him. They've done the right thing in building this team. They got a bench. They can go 8 or 9 deep. I'm pretty sure they can go 8 or 9 deep. They are by far the best team in basketball. They are absolutely by far the best team in the Eastern Conference. You know, as far as the East is concerned, I mean, it's who's playing for second. You know, that's what the rest of the East is playing for. And just by chance, my Boston Celtics are right now the number two team, in the East. They're playing some good ball, but they're not the Bucks. And the Bucks got size, they got length, they got shooters, they play defense, they got guys, and here's the big thing, Dorf, and I know you'll agree with me with this, they got guys that know their role. Okay? I mean, you have to have guys that know their role. They're not trying to do too much, they're not trying to overdo what they, you know, some things that they can't do, you know, or those kind of things. I mean, they're just balanced, and balance is going to win in the end.
All right, let's jump out to the phones as we do have a caller, and we're talking NBA. But again, whatever's on your mind, it's always on our minds here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. And now let's jump out to the phones, hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Obviously, you know Mike, you know me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today, Mitch in Santa Monica?
Andy, Mike, Happy New Year to you both. What a better way to kick off this Wild Card Sunday, but to wish you guys a Happy New Year and be on the phone with you and talk a little bit of sports. I don't know how your New Year's week was, but mine started in the Big Apple. And I know Mike was pretty happy about this, watching the Cal State Golden Bears beat Illinois and in the Red Box Bowl, and from there having that just incredible final Sunday of NFL football of who knows where and what's going to go what, only to ring in the new year with friends and family, the greatest fan in the land, fish at the Madison Square Garden, and then to be at the Rose Bowl 12 hours later to watch an incredibly entertaining Mike Wilson, but incredibly sloppy Wisconsin Oregon game, and to see basically Wisconsin give ask Oregon, do you want milk with the cookies to take the win from them? I mean, my goodness gracious. And then, which was kind of nice, because in the Pac-12, although I'm a Badger fan, kind of got things started with basically Cal and Oregon. And then yesterday, kind of snoozing in the first half of the first game, only to wake up, and then, my goodness gracious, did we have another, what, 5.5 quarters of just heavyweight title football yesterday. My goodness gracious. And by the way, Brady haters, please, get a life, would you? I'm just so sick and tired of the Brady haters out there. I mean, let's see. I mean, what has happened like in 19 years of Tom Brady's career, right? He's played in what, 9 Super Bowls? So he's basically played in a third, one every 3 seasons. He goes there, and then what, he's won, what's he got? 5, 6? And let's see. How many people who've won 3 Super Bowls in the last 20 years? I mean, none of them. And then what teams have won 2? You know, the Giants, Ravens, I think Pittsburgh won 2. I mean, like, why? What's all the hate? Did we really hate Michael Jordan and the Bulls? Did people really hate the Yankees? I guess I did. But I mean, Brady, I just don't get the myopic sports fan that wants to hate Brady and Belichick. You know, it was great in a way how Belichick, you know, found the loophole in the rule against the Jets. And then last night, the Titans kind of turned the tables on him. But you know what? That's excellence, guys. And why can't we just appreciate excellence and not hate on excellence? It just drives me crazy. Anyway, how are you guys doing, man? Happy New Year.
Hey, that's some good stuff, Mitch in Santa Monica. And let me just start off by saying this. I got 2 words for you that will probably make you want to throw up as far as when you talk about hate and all those things. Because I'll be honest with you, man, I totally agree with you. I'm not a hater. I just watch things and I objectively kind of dissect them. So if I were to say to you these 2 words, you're going to want to puke and you might even do it on the radio for crying out loud. If I said to you, and this just goes along your point of hate, because I know you have absolute hate for this university. So if I were to mention Ohio State to you, bam, you're going to go crazy and you're going to have all kinds of hate toward them. So it's similar in that situation where people just like to hate things and people like to hate greatness. I know you don't think Ohio State is necessarily greatness, but again, and that goes back to your ties with Miami and then Ohio State and that football game. I get it. I understand it. But the truth of the matter is people love to hate greatness. You are included in that mix, Mitch in Santa Monica.
Ohio State, I'm sorry if I have to say this, but they play in the Big Ten. And by the way, the Big Ten this year sucks. I mean, they got dominated in the Bulls, right?
I mean, yep.
Come on now. So let's
except for Minnesota. What about Minnesota, my friend? What about Minnesota?
Oh, here, Mike, come on. Oh, all right, fine, Andy. Let's hear it all for the Golden Gophers, who lost the axe to Wisconsin. I mean, come on now, please.
But then they rebound and they're able to beat Auburn, man. That's a nice win. I don't care how you slice it. Beating an Auburn football team is a good win, yes or no?
Absolutely. And you know what? Okay. You should be enjoying that until next August. Absolutely, you should be celebrating that. It was great. You know, we saw.
All right, so let me ask you this. What does Tom Brady do? Does he come back? Because quite frankly, I think the guy comes back, and everybody thinks he's calling it quits, or he may go to a different team. How the hell does Tom Brady go out the way he went out on Saturday against the Titans? It just ain't happening, man.
There's no way that Tom Brady's last pass is a pick six. As a Patriot. He's coming back as a Patriot. He's going to end as a Patriot. Kraft wants him to end as a Patriot. Him and Belichick are together. He's not going anywhere. This is not going to be a Montana or a Steve Young or a Brett Favre or a, Joe Namath. I mean, the list goes on of quarterbacks who ended their career. He's going to end his career in Foxborough. He really didn't have the tools around him. I mean, Edelman was basically the only player he really has around him. Of any consistency. So, believe me. And it's like, they're like, oh, this is the end of the dynasty. They made the freaking playoffs, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, it was the wild card, and they lost a home game, but they made it basically on fumes, and they lost to the Dolphins at the very end, and they got actually whipped by the Dolphins. So, I mean, there's obviously something not right with the Patriots this year. You think Belichick is going to get it right for next year? I mean, my money is on the yes and not the no. I mean, this is not the end of this dynasty.
No, I'm with you, but here is one destination, and Mike, jump in here too. One destination that does make a little bit of sense to me, if you're moving forward, if you are going to move on from Tom Brady, and where would Tom Brady go? In my crazy, humble opinion, the Indianapolis Colts might be a decent fit for Tom Brady, if Tom Brady chooses to take his talents somewhere else. Real quickly, Mike, you jump on that, and then Mitch will give you a final word. Go ahead, Mike.
I would certainly agree with the Indianapolis Colts take, that there's a possibility there, but I'm with the rest of you guys. He's not letting that last pass, that last night they got picked off, be his last pass for the Patriots. He's coming back. He's going to sign a contract. I think he's going to play another couple of years. I actually do. But let's not forget about what happened last night in that Titans game, man. Derrick Henry. How big of a stud is Derrick Henry last night on the road, 182 yards? He's running over guys. I mean, he's the new beast mode. When you're 6'4", 250, 260, whatever he carries, he just made some of those DBs and even some of those linebackers last night for the Patriots just look small. Derrick Henry is just a load, man.
Oh, he's a beast. Go ahead, Mitch. We'll let you close this out, and then we got to take a break. Go ahead, man.
Well, the only way I always close it out is, listen, Happy New Year. Surrender to the flow of today and the rest of the year of 2020. It's going to be a great sports year. A lot of great things to look ahead. And it was so nice to start the year off with you, and looking forward to many, many more conversations throughout the year here on the Morning National Show, and maybe even at night, and sometimes maybe during the week. But great
hey,
to hear
we
you
love
guys' voices. Take care,
we
guys.
We love hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica, man. He's passionate. He loves sports, and what a day for that guy. He's in New York, and then he gets back to go watch the Rose Bowl. He's watching fish. The guy's probably partying like a maniac and then jumping on a plane, going to watch football. You got to love the passion with that guy. So Mitch in Santa Monica always has a spot on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition or any Dorf on Sports program that we're doing. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one, and then hour number two. Quite frankly, I got to say it, man. It is always all about the NFL. So once again, hour number two will definitely be about the NFL here on Dorf on Sports, the Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hang out, people. We'll be right back.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Takes the over the shoulder catch. He's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
He'd be Mike to me. But he was a great teammate. He was an ultimate competitor. I threw a lot of touchdown passes to him, and we've always had a great rapport. We still do. But things are different when he's standing on the other sideline. So I remember last year I got pushed when he was coaching for the Texans. I got pushed into their bench, and I ended up talking some smack to him after the game. But it's a pretty hypothetical question to think that I'd ever play for him, which I'm not engaging in those.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time this hour here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition style with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's rap about the sports world. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us 1-800-878-7529. We know you have choices, so we do appreciate you checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 211. We appreciate every one of you. Give us a call. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what's on your mind. Mike, hour number one has flown by like it always does. We gave you a little potpourri of some NHL, a little NBA, a little college hoops, a little bit of college football maybe even, just with the bowl games obviously. But, man, oh, man, hour number two, I want to talk to you a lot about the NFL because there's tons of things to talk about in the NFL with teams that are obviously not playing and then teams that are playing, what happened with the games that took place on Saturday, and then obviously what we think is going to happen in the games that will take place later on today, my friend. So looking forward to another hour of great sports conversation with you, man.
No, I agree, and we can, you know, be like everybody else and spend their whole programming talking about, you know, the whole Patriots being out of the playoffs, but there's a lot going on, so let's give those teams their just due, man.
No, I mean, I think in general, when you look at what the Titans were able to accomplish in that football game, you got to give Ryan Tannehill a lot of credit, man. The moment wasn't too big for him. He didn't look like a deer in headlights, for crying out loud. The guy looked like he belonged there. And then Derrick Henry, like you mentioned, man, I mean, what an unbelievable performance from that guy, literally taking his team and just carrying it on his back. So really impressive. Great start to Wild Card Weekend. I'm expecting even maybe better games later today. We got to take a break. We're going to do it. We'll come back. Hour number two, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53-47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007, when 80 people were killed in over 10 days. Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are new estimates made of the total U.S. damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. Listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at a $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water, from flooding, and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. From Phoenix to beyond, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And man, oh man, lot to talk about in the NFL. As we know, Wild Card Weekend is here. 2020 is here. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. A new decade, and all we had on Saturday was great football. The Titans take down the Patriots. What will Tom Brady decide to do? Where will he go? What will happen? So many questions, Mike Wilson, and all we got time to do is answer them, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. And look, we got that Houston Texan game we got to talk about as well. That was a fun, exciting game right down to the end in overtime. So we got a lot to talk about, buddy.
Yep, wild card weekend definitely got off with a bang. As like Mike said, both games did not disappoint. Houston Texans do get it done behind D. Watt. What a performance from that guy. Literally, we talk about Derrick Henry and his performance. D. Watt was pretty special as well. So we'll break it all down. We'll let you know what we think is going to happen in the games that'll happen later today. But we're just getting loose, man. A lot to happen, a lot to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Booking.com wants to help you travel more in 2020. Book by January 5th on Booking.com, and you'll get a free Google Nest Mini to help you with stuff like this. Hey, Google, how do you say piña colada in Spanish?
In Spanish, piña colada is piña colada.
Gracias. Download the Booking.com app, book your stay, and get your free Google Nest Mini.
Google Nest is a registered trademark of Google LLC. Complete stay by April 30th. $150 minimum accommodation spend. U.S. residents 18 years and older. For complete terms, visit Booking.com/Google Nest. While supplies last at Booking.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry. Big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans, 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Okay, let's go.
All righty, everybody, let's go. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, follow us on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, so looking at the action from Saturday, And we'll get you obviously up to speed on what's going to happen on Sunday in Wild Card Weekend. But Saturday's action was pretty spectacular, to say the least, man. It was awesome. It was literally the way that I want to walk myself into the NFL playoffs, with the Bills and the Texans going into overtime, knotted up at 19-all. The Texans do escape this one, and that's what I'm going to call it. They escape this one 22-19 over the Bills. Josh Allen makes a bunch of mistakes, and I guess that's to be expected, to be quite honest with you, but a little bit unfortunate if you're a Bills fan, because you're thinking about this team and how good that defense is, and believe me, man, that defense is absolutely legit. But Josh Allen makes more mistakes than most people do throughout their whole lifetime, all in the course of a ball game. And I'm not even joking about that. No, like seriously, man, that dude made so many mistakes. And the fact that he has the ability to go back out there on the field, pick himself up after making bad plays, I give him credit. He's got a lot to learn, Mike Wilson. On the other hand, we're seeing the maturity of a Deshaun Watson, who was making plays with his legs at the end of the ball game, who's making plays with his arm at the end of the ball game, showing us that maturity process throughout his career in the NFL. Look, the Texans have been the Bills. Seriously, breaking this thing down. The Texans have kind of been the Bills for the past few years, where they haven't been able to get over the hump. And the Bills had many years like that we know about in the 90s, if you're at least Mike and my age, because we know a little bit about the history of this game. And the Texans have found their struggles with Deshaun Watson. But to me, Mike, what they found on Saturday is they found the success of Deshaun Watson, and Josh Allen found those learning. This is the time where he's going to have to learn how to play this game, mature, and become a true NFL quarterback. And that's what Deshaun Watson showed me. At least he did that on Saturday, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Can I just say ditto and we can move on? Like, it's, you know, everything that you touched on, Dorf, I absolutely agree with. You know, look, with Josh Allen, look, he had 350 plus yards of total offense. I mean, when Josh Allen is your leading rusher as well, there's going to be a problem, when your quarterback is your leading passer and rusher. But with that being said, you know, you take a look at what you said in terms of Watson and how he handled himself and how mature he handled himself. I mean, that team is down. They were down 15 or 16 to nothing, and things weren't going well. And Buffalo was kind of clicking. They got some scores. They got some field goals. And then, you know, to me, Josh Allen went Josh Allen in terms of him being a young quarterback, first time in the dance. You could just see it happening. And then, you know, look, we've seen Watson do it on the college level, you know, leading Clemson to a national championship, you know, just calm, cool, and collected. You didn't see him freak out yesterday. You didn't see him get demonstrative with the rest of his teammates. He's like, okay, we got to do something. We got to change something, and I'm going to be the guy to do it. And he was the guy to do it yesterday. And, you know, granted, they went to overtime to get the win, but that doesn't matter at this time there. You get the win, you survive, and you move on.
Look, man, they spotted somebody 21 points last year and too much for them to come back from. Spotted the Bills 16 in this ball game. Great comeback. And what can we say about the emotional lift J.J. Watt gave his team, his yep. fan base, the entire stadium? It was really cool to see him back out there on the field too, 9 weeks after that torn pectoral muscle, man. I mean, honestly, this guy is, can I say he's not human and mean it in the best possible way? Like, dude is an absolute beast. I know we got beast mode with the Seattle Seahawks, but this dude is beast mode for the Houston Texans. And J.J. Watt is a handful, whether that guy has played the whole season. And I'll tell you what, being as well rested as he is right now, are you kidding me? If you're gonna single coverage that guy, you're asking for him to get to your quarterback. And he was very close to making several plays for the Houston Texans. But emotionally, I just think he gave them such a lift, Mike. Really good to see that guy back on the field.
No, it's always good to see him back on the field. You got to take this into account, too. Look, he could have been, he could have re-injured that pectoral muscle at any point. I don't think, it's not fully healed. And so he was kind of taking his career, his playoff, appearance, you know, he was kind of rolling the dice yesterday and it worked out. So, hopefully he can get some more treatment for that. Hopefully he can come back and do the same thing that he did yesterday for the Texans. And like you said, provide that emotional leadership, for them. And, look, Texans are going to be kind of one of those stingy teams that you don't really want to see coming your way. So next week's going to be interesting in terms of the Texans and who they take on. And, you know, the Titans are going to be one of those teams, are one of those teams that now they've knocked the Giant off, the Super Bowl champs off. They're going to come into Baltimore with all sorts of confidence. They're not going to be scared about, you know, having to take on those Ravens in Baltimore.
Right. Right now, it's obviously the AFC is all set up for your divisional playoff round, and that would be the Titans playing the Ravens. That's obviously going to be on Saturday in Baltimore, and then Sunday, Texans playing at the Chiefs. So that's your matchups, right. And obviously the Niners and the Green Bay Packers are waiting in the wings to see what will happen in those games that will be happening later today. But here, real quickly, before we take a break, I just want to ask you, so your thoughts on the Bills moving forward, do you think that this team is going in the right direction? And obviously, we know they have a very good defense. I think Josh Allen needs to kind of clean some things up. The kid shows a lot of potential. We know that. He's got heart. He's got grit. He can make every throw. So that's not a problem. But decision-making is huge. The windows are tighter in the NFL. I mean, you know everything I'm going to say, so I'm not going to waste any time in saying it. Where are you with the Bills is the question. I personally feel like this is a team on the rise, and they are going to be a team that's going to compete for years to come. The question mark to me will be, how does Josh Allen progress? So what are your thoughts on the Bills?
No, I mean, look, the defense is legit. Their defense travels. They hit, they cover, they do everything you want in an NFL defense. So I'm not worried about that. But like you just said, buddy, it's how Josh Allen develops his accuracy. Okay. We all know the kid has a cannon. Like that, his right arm, the football gods reached down and just said cannon on that arm. But now it's, like you said, there are tighter windows. There, it's more anticipatory. You gotta throw in rhythm. You gotta throw with timing. And he has to work on that in the off season, because there were some balls yesterday, dude, that he was throwing the guys open, but he just overshoots them by like 5 to 10 yards. And I'm like, you got to make that. I'm just sitting there going, you got to make that throw. Like that's an NFL throw that has to be completed. That's an NFL playoff throw you got to complete.
I'm not disputing that. I just kind of feel to a certain degree that Josh Allen, obviously is growing right before our eyes. He's maturing before our very eyes. But the truth is, I'm not going to say he doesn't have great weapons. He has okay weapons. I don't think he has the greatest weapons, okay? Beasley and John Brown, they're really good. They're solid. They're not great, though. So, and the running game is good. It's not great. Anyways, I know we got to take a break, so we'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Watson running right. Now throws wide open. Touchdown, Darren Fells. And now, James, if you're Houston, do you go for two and try to tie it up?
Third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride to 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Has Tom Brady thrown his last touchdown for the New England Patriots? Has Tom Brady thrown his last touchdown in the NFL? Hell no! Are you kidding me? There is no way that that dude goes out with his last pass being an interception. Mm-mm. Not happening, people. Ain't happening. And I'll tell you another thing I don't think is happening. I don't think he's leaving New England. Don't think he's leaving New England, people. Why? Because the truth of the matter is this. You're not going to be able to recreate or reinvent this wheel anywhere else. I'm sorry, man. What he and Bill Belichick have been able to accomplish in New England, it's not happening anywhere else for him the way it happened there. Just not happening. And if you think I'm nuts, tell me why it will happen somewhere else. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, what about you? Where are you at with this? Again, I know we talked a little bit about it in hour number one, but there will be a process now where Tom Brady goes through the motions of having people wonder what he's going to do. when we know full on, you, me, everybody else, Tom Brady included, he knows what he's going to do next year. He's coming back, and he's going to come back for the New England Patriots. That's what the Dorf Man's telling you. What do you think?
I don't think he's going to another team. He comes back to New England. Like you said, he's not letting his last pass be a pick six in a wild card playoff game. There's no way a six-time champion is going to go out, you know, like that at all. All the greats wouldn't do that. They want their lasting memory on the court, on the field, on the ice to be something of significance, for the fans. So there's no way that he comes back and goes to another team. There's no way that he doesn't come back. I'm absolutely with you on that. New England problems are greater than Tom Brady. He has to get some more weapons around him. And let's face it, he missed Gronk. Okay, there have been several times in the last few weeks where, you know, if Gronk was there, the ball's going to Gronk. Brady's going to find a way to get that ball to Gronk, and he's going to, you know, barrel his way downfield to a first down. He didn't have that this year, and that showed. So, no, Brady comes back to New England and does what he does, and then maybe he goes out, you know, in the next couple of years. I think he comes back for two more years, and then he calls it quits. He's always talked about playing until he's 45. He's 43. So, you know, let him do what he wants. He's Tom freaking Brady, okay? Like, you let him go out on his terms. No one's going to dictate anything to him. He even said in his post game last night that retirement was highly unlikely. So, you know what? I'm going to go with, you know, what many people consider the GOAT's comments last night. So, let's just take it for what it is and just watch it play out.
Yeah, absolutely. He's coming back, man. At the end of the day, we can debate it. We can discuss options and where he may go and what he might do. But at the end of the day, it's going back to the New England Patriots, and they're going to try to do this thing one more time. And I'm on board with that. I agree. 45 sounds like a pretty good number. And look, he doesn't get hit all that often, so I see it happening very likely. All right, real quickly, I think the Titans are set up pretty well, dude, to be honest with you. If you weren't a Ryan Tannehill believer, you better be getting on the boat and you better become a believer in what this guy has brought to the table for these guys, because it's legit. He has a certain confidence about him, Mike. The way that they went into Foxborough was more than impressive. Let's not kid ourselves. And we talked about Derrick Henry and the 34 carries, 182 yards, touchdown, and just a great play out of him. What a beast. I actually think they have a really good recipe for success throughout the whole playoffs. Doesn't matter to me who they're playing. The Ravens better be ready for them, and they better be ready for the Ravens too. And I think that, look, if there's a team that can beat them, it might be the Titans.
Oh no, absolutely. When you take a look at what the Titans are good at, you know, it fits right into them not being scared of what Lamar's going to bring to them. And Lamar's going to, you know, he's going to bring some definite discussions in terms of how you defend this. But here's the thing with Lamar. Here's where we start to see just how good he really is. I mean, if he can get this team to a Super Bowl, and play the way he's been playing all year, then yeah, I mean, he's legit. I mean, I think he's legit now, but you know, the playoffs where you separate men from boys, this is where you make, you know, you earn all that money. This is where legends are made. And, Lamar has a growing legend in him, you know, possibility. So we'll see what happens. But, it's going to be interesting to see how the Titans defend him and keep him from getting loose. I think it's not a matter of controlling him. I think it's a matter of containing him and leaving the big plays, you know, to his arm. Okay, I would rather him try and beat me with his arm than him getting loose and running all over the place, because that's where he hurts teams. He doesn't necessarily hurt him with his arm. because he throws a lot of short balls. He doesn't throw a lot of deep stuff. So, you know, maybe they put 8-9 guys in the box and go, okay, if you're going to beat us, throw it, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. Look, at the end of the day, he's definitely a tough guy to handle, and he's a defensive nightmare. And I think what he does really well, probably better than just about anybody in the whole league. And it goes back to what you said about Tom Brady missing Gronkowski. Lamar throws to those tight ends, and he's got a bevy of tight ends. I know that Andrews is the guy that gets all the credit, and but there's three guys. Hurst is good. He's got really good tight ends there, man. They all can play. So, and he uses the tight end extremely well. And obviously Mark Ingram, they're a juggernaut, man. They really are. Hey, before we break down the games, Vikings Saints, which will be happening, just after we get off the air. And then the later game is the Seahawks and the Eagles. But before we do that, I want to talk to you a little bit about what the hell's going on in Dallas. I honestly, look, I'm scratching my head because these people just can't say goodbye to each other, Mike. Like, honestly, what the hell does Jason Garrett have on Jerry Jones, and what the hell is stopping them from moving forward?
It's funny you say that, because I sat there and I thought of the same thing, but I was also – it's almost like, what do the Russians have on President Trump? Like, what, you know, what's going on there? They have some like secret videotape of Jerry Jones with hookers or something, you know, like what's going on? But yeah, I mean, they can't say goodbye to each other at all. And then you have to ask yourself, who in their right mind wants to play for an organization or for an owner like that, that is so meddlesome, that considers himself the GM, considers himself, you know, the top, well, I mean, he is technically the top dog because he owns the team, but, you know, he likes to have the headlines. He likes people talking about him. You know, if you're the Urban Meyers, if you're the Mike Zimmer, you know, people are mentioning that Zimmer could be interviewed by Dallas, and Dallas would be willing to trade a few draft picks to have Zimmer there, you know, bring him in from Minnesota, or, you know, Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. Like, you are going to want to have a lot of control. You're going to want to, like Bill Parcells said way back when, I want to be able to buy the groceries. I don't want to just look at the groceries. I want to be able to buy the groceries. And Jerry Jones doesn't necessarily let you buy the groceries. He doesn't let you have a ton of control because he wants that control. He's the one cutting the checks and that kind of thing. So, you know, you hear these names and you just wonder who wants to put up with that.
Man, oh man, talk about a control freak, bro. That's like, if you look it up in the dictionary, there should be a picture of Jerry Jones as far as what a control freak is. Anyways, I know we gotta take a break. We're gonna do that. We're gonna go pay some bills. We'll come back and talk about the Vikings and the Saints and the Seahawks and the Eagles, who will be going at it. Second games, man, oh man, the first game Saturday from Wildcard Weekend were freaking amazing. So I hope that Sunday's action is just the same. And quite frankly, I'm expecting excellent football from both of these games. So we'll break them down. We'll continue talking about the NFL right here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Prescott under center. Play action. Sets the throw. Looking deep down the left side. Tavon Austin open at the 30. He's got it. Inside the 20. Turns on the Jets to the 10. Cuts right to the 5. And he's in for the touchdown. 64 yards. Prescott to the speed burner, Tavon Austin, and the Cowboys on top.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
In the shotgun, two receivers to either side. He empties the backfield as Mark Ingram splits out wide to the left. Greece drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards. And the Saints strike a hole in the hearts of the Rams in the fourth.
Play clock at two. Saints go for it. Kamara down the sideline. What a throw. Another touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Works for me.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Call us. Let's talk about the NFL or whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Mike, Saints playing the Vikings. This is like becoming a matchup that seems to happen year in and year out in the postseason, and crazy things happen in that matchup. Seahawks will be playing the Eagles a little bit after that. I'm expecting pretty good football games, to be quite honest with you. I do expect the Saints to come away with this one. Just too many offensive weapons. Michael Thomas is just ridiculous. 149 catches on the season. 1,700 plus yards. Alvin Kamara didn't have a spectacular year. However, I do like the way that he came on the last couple of weeks in the season. Defensively, that's always the question mark for me about the Saints, but they've been pretty good, pretty solid throughout the year. The Vikings obviously went through some early struggles. Kirk Cousins not having the greatest relationship with his wide receivers early on the season. They figured things out. They got the balanced attack with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook gets a little bit banged up. These guys become a little bit of a not the same complete team toward the end of the season. I don't really like the way that they finished the season, quite frankly, losing to the Bears, losing to the Packers. So they come into the postseason on a losing streak. Dalvin Cook, I understand he'll be back, but at the same time, look, man, this guy's banged up. He's probably not 100%. Defensively, they're missing a couple of cornerbacks. That sounds like a really scary proposition when you've got to face Drew Brees on the other side of the ball. So, quite frankly, I think the deck is stacked pretty highly against the Minnesota Vikings, unfortunately for them. So I really like the Saints to come out of this one victorious. And I wouldn't be surprised if they wind up winning this thing like 38-17 or something along those lines, because I just think they have too many weapons. They're going to be absolutely jacked up to play at home, and the Vikings come in a little bit banged up, Mike.
They're going to be absolutely jacked up to play the Vikings after what happened up in Minnesota last year, too. I mean, athletes don't like to talk about revenge games and payback and all that kind of stuff. But I can guarantee you New Orleans is looking for payback. And, you know, you saying that the score can end up being like a 38-17, you know, type of game, I absolutely agree with, just from the standpoint that New Orleans wants to make a statement to Minnesota, and they don't care how they do it. They just want to make a statement. I absolutely agree with everything you said offensively in terms of New Orleans, the weapons that they got. You know, Michael Thomas is absolute just stud. He catches everything that is within, 10 feet of him kind of thing. It always seems like he's making a spectacular catch. And then you got Kamara. Like, the over-under for Kamara in terms of total yards is like 95. I can see him going over that today. I think New Orleans is going to open the playbook a little bit and give Minnesota some things that they haven't seen on tape, because I their coaching staff just seems like that kind of coaching staff, to me. And then look, you got Seattle and Philly, man. I think Seattle's going to win this. I think Russell Wilson's going to be able to get it done in a tight game, but you know, both these games are going to be great games. I really do. I think it's going to be fun football to watch. And just, you know, like we always say, Dorf, just get your popcorn and get your soda and have a good time.
No, you hit on something, though, that was kind of interesting to me, and that is the fact that New Orleans, I think that they can get extremely dynamic. With Hill, what they can do with him, they can use that guy as a running back. They can use that guy as a wide receiver. They can use that guy as a quarterback. They could probably throw that guy in on special teams. They could probably throw that guy in on defense. Like, seriously, that dude is so versatile, and it just gives them all kinds of creativity and all kinds of options, on offense. So I kind of agree with you. I think that we haven't seen the full arsenal of the New Orleans Saints. I don't know if they break it out today, if they have to, or if they hold on to it and save it potentially. But I agree, man. That's a very dynamic offense that is waiting to explode. Again, Michael Thomas, I didn't even mention Jared Cook from the tight end spot. That dude is ridiculous. Yep. Again, they've got a lot of weapons. They're really good. Defensively, it's just a question for me. I don't trust Kirk Cousins, though, quite frankly, man. So let's go with the trust factor. Drew Brees or Kirk Cousins? For me, it's 100% Drew Brees over Kirk Cousins, especially when this guy doesn't show up in big time games, and we know what Drew Brees does. So I gotta say I really, really like the New Orleans Saints today. And I know it's an interesting number, 7.5. I think they walk away from this thing, seriously, man. I'll repeat it for you people. 38-17 is kind of ringing in my head as far as how dominant I think the New Orleans Saints can wind up being in this football game against the Vikings. Just, they didn't finish the season right, man. They're banged up. They're missing their two key guys for them in their defensive backfield. So, gonna be a very tough task, a daunting task to take care of them at the Mercedes-Benz, Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. I love the Saints. Seahawks and Eagles, you started mentioning that game a little bit. Russell Wilson going up against Carson Wentz, who, you know, a few weeks ago we were talking about the lack of weapons that he had, and he still has that lack of weapons. However, Carson Wentz has shown up, and the Eagles, once again, are in the postseason, Mike. And we all remember the Philly special, and that had nothing to do with Carson Wentz. But the point of the matter is that there could be a Philly special somehow here today in the sense of them walking away from this game with a victory at Lincoln Financial Field there in Philadelphia against the Seahawks, who, in my humble opinion, bro, they went beast mode because they went desperate mode. They have no backfield. Carson gets hurt. Penny gets hurt. All their running backs are gone. So you go to desperation mode instead of what people like to call beast mode. I'm calling it desperation mode at this point in his career, and they had to go back to beast mode. I don't think it's enough potentially, but I love Russell Wilson, and it's hard for me to go against him. And the two quarterbacks, like, I almost trust them equally, to be honest with you. So it comes down to who makes more plays and who has more playmakers. Is it Tyler Lockett and Metcalf making plays? Is it Marshawn Lynch somehow making plays for Russell Wilson? On the other side, is it Mike Sanders? Is he able to give them enough? Or you know what? They found something with Scott, man. Like, because Sanders yeah. went out of the game. So, you know, Scott wound up being a pretty nice piece for Carson Wentz. And, you know, who's going to step up and make a play for him? Is it Zach Ertz, who's been really good for him? Or is it Goddard? Who makes a play for one of these guys? Is it Carson Wentz that gets a play made for him, or is it Russell Wilson that gets a play made for him?
No, I mean, those are all good questions. I definitely trust, I trust Russ, probably a little more than you do over Wentz. And you gotta remember, this is Wentz's first playoff game. You know, and I don't care that he's been in the league for however long he's been, 3 or 4 years, whatever it's been. But your first playoff game is still your first playoff game. And, you know, Doug Peterson talked this week about trying to keep, his quarterback kind of not necessarily, I don't know if this is the right term, under wraps, but just kind of under control and making him realize he doesn't have to do absolutely everything, for them to win. He has to trust his teammates and stuff. So that tells me, you know, that tells me Peterson's, you know, maybe a little concerned about just, hey, I got a quarterback. He's been in the league for a little while, but he's still having his first playoff game this week, and he has some concerns. And, you know, look, Russ is a Super Bowl champion. He's as cool as the other side of the pillow, as Stuart Scott used to say. And, you know, he's pulled some rabbits out of the hat this year. And I don't know about you, Dorf, but I think DK Metcalf for Seattle has superstar written all over him. I just think he has the size, he has the hands, he has the route running. I mean, he's a little better as route running, but I mean, for a rookie, he's making an impression on me. And I think down the line, he's going to be one of Russell Wilson's go-to guys, in the future. So this game, I think it's going to be closer than the New Orleans game. I think Seattle and Wilson, find a way to, you know, you win by a field goal, you know, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 points or something, but it's going to be an entertaining game to watch.
I think points are going to come at a premium in this one. I think they played right earlier in the season, if I'm not mistaken, and I think the score was 17-9. So, I think points are going to come, pretty tough in this football game. I like Metcalf, obviously a young wide receiver. I think right. What we like about him is the size. This guy's like 6'4" and 230 pounds. You know, so it's tough to wanna to go and compete against a guy like that when you're a 5'10" D back for the most part. And you're going up against that guy. So I think he creates nightmares, and he's a mismatch. He's a matchup nightmare, if you will, for defenses. And, you know, Tyler Lockett is like the complete opposite. He's tiny, right? Like, the dude is so small. Yeah. And he can fit through all kinds of little holes and things like that. I think they have a good dynamic. You know, I think it's an interesting dynamic, there in Seattle. Russell Wilson has decent options. I don't think he has the greatest options. Tight end is okay. It's not spectacular. Obviously the running back position, man, if you don't have that balance, if the Eagles can make Seattle extremely one-dimensional where they make it where Russell's going back and throwing two out of three plays, I think that that's tough. And the Eagles do have a good front four. They'll be able to apply some pressure to Russell. It'll be about Russell getting out of the box a little bit and creating some space for himself, creating more time for guys to create that separation. I expect a really good football game, man. I would say it's pretty close to the first one. Like whoever gets to 20 in this game, to me, Mike, that's going to be your winner. If you can get to 20, you've got a great shot to win this football game at Lincoln Financial. So do the Eagles get to 20 or do the Seahawks get to 20? That's going to be the question. When we come back, we'll give our parting shots like we always do. Man, oh, man, today has absolutely flown by. It's crazy. When you're talking sports, so much to talk about, never enough time to do it. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. And like I said, we'll do the parting shot. And remember, Dorfman comes back late night to do the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind playoff style weekend, wild card weekend style on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I can't believe it, man. It's unbelievable. So stick close. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be back with the parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Wentz back. Wentz steps up. Here comes the rush. He is going deep, and it is caught, and in for a touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they want. Give them some more DJ.
Oh, it was down the right sideline, and Wentz put it up, and DJ cracked it into his hand.
Russ takes the shotgun snap. Lork steps up. Got running room. 15, 10, 5, he's going to go in! Touchdown, Seahawks!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Sirius XM Channel 211 and all the other ways that you can catch us, whichever it's the Heartland News Feed. We appreciate you checking us out wherever it is, KSRN, Radio Network. However, again, iHeart, tune in, whatever it is, we appreciate you. We know you have choices, and we do appreciate you hanging out with us here each and every Sunday, which, by the way, live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Dorfman comes back late night to do the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Obviously, this week it's Wild Card Weekend NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Got a couple here real quick. First of all, hey, look, we got more NFL action today. We had two great games yesterday. I think we're going to have two fun, entertaining games today. So just sit back, get your pizza, get your nachos, and have a good time. And last but not least, happy birthday to my son, Zach, today. He turns 15 years old. He's my road trip buddy for games, and there's no better buddy to have on the road than your son.
I love it, man. Hey, kudos to you guys. I love that you guys share that. That's a really, really cool thing. Happy birthday to Zach from the Dorf on Sports family, the Dorf on Sports crew. The Dorf family in general, man, says happy birthday to Zach. My parting shot is to the NFL football lovers. Sit back, enjoy the games. Wild Card Weekend got off with a bang on Saturday. I expect the same on Sunday. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, John Poulter for joining us in hour number one, I'm Andy Dorf. Peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.